driver by Dhritarashtra. So at that time when he went to meet Kunti, so Kunti started crying loudly and weeping, asking him about Krishna. How is Krishna and Balaram? Are they remembering the Pandava, five fatherless Pandava children? And then she immediately started offering a prayer to Krishna. She said, "Oh Krishna, who is the supreme soul of the universe, oh master of all mystics." In this way she started offering many prayers. "Oh Govinda, Hirikeshwa," different names she was calling of Krishna. And then she was telling, "You are the well-wisher of everyone in this universe. There is no one dear to our hearts more than you." So there, Srila Prabhupada writes a very interesting point. He says there that although Krishna was not physically present in front of Kunti, she was directly addressing Krishna as if she is speaking to Krishna. Sometimes when you are talking to someone, you call them by the name and then you talk to them. Imagine if you are talking to someone and there is no one around you. Will people not think you are crazy? Isn't it? People will think you are mad. Like if you are talking to your mother or father while you are here, and you are crying and weeping, people will think you are crazy. But in the case of Kunti, Prabhupada says, she was completely justified in talking to Krishna like that, because the devotion service is not separated by space and time. And that Krishna is present everywhere, as Krishna himself explains in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvatokshi shiravamukham sarvata shruti manloke sarvamavritti tishtati. He is saying that everywhere, on my face, my head, my hands, my leg, I am everywhere. Lord says, from one point of view, the Lord has expanded himself everywhere as the tiny separated parts and parcels, the jivas, who are all everywhere. Jiva is also called sarvagata. But the Lord is also everywhere because he says, kshetrajnam cha api mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. He says, sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am there in every body as a super soul. And I am constantly witnessing the activities of every living beings. In fact, the Lord is witnessing without winking eyes. Even our eyes wink sometimes, so we may miss out something. God doesn't miss anything. He is without winking, constantly he is observing. So standing in the heart of every living entity. That way, there is only one person in the world to whom you can always talk at any time. Even in the dead of the night or even the day, even when no one is around you, you can talk to one person, that is Krishna. So Prabhupada writes, just as Kunti was offering prayer, because she had a complete confidence that Krishna is there as Antaryami in the heart of everyone. And she says that also. Namaste Purusham Tu Adhyam Isharam Tatvadevaram Alaksham Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avastita. Inside the heart of everyone, Krishna is standing as Super Soul, and outside he is there as Virat Purusha, the gigantic manifestation of the material universe. Either way, Krishna is there, all-pervading, everywhere. So our prayers will certainly be well heard, whether we know it or not. It is only our blind vision which makes us think, "I am alone. No one is watching me. What nonsense I am doing." But the Super Soul is a constant witness for the soul. So when we chant the holy names of Krishna, one should have this remembrance of this great fact, great reality, that my chanting is being observed, witnessed, heard by the Super Soul, by Krishna. And accordingly, Krishna will award me according to my sincerity, as he says, "Yethama prapadyante tamstaleva vilamaya." If I try to cheat him, he can know I am cheating him. If I try to be sincere to him, he knows I am sincere. Nobody can hide one's attitude towards Krishna. In fact, Krishna's observation extends far beyond our ability to observe ourselves. We may observe ourselves to some extent, but But many times we don't even know the physical details of our own body. We don't know about the state of emotion properly. Many times we are in a bewildered state. In this world we hardly know about ourselves even thoroughly. We don't know about our own body, such a complex body. But Krishna is all-knowing and he is a constant witness, being the Supreme. So at least one has a little bit of conviction in this fact and one is chanting the holy name. Like Kunti Maharani had that conviction. She could just offer a prayer to Krishna as if Krishna was standing right next to him, as he would be talking to him. Because she knew that whether I am perceiving or not is not so important. Krishna is perceiving, Krishna is watching, witnessing, he is hearing. And she was confident that Krishna will reciprocate to their prayer. So nowadays you may find people having this Bluetooth, put the Bluetooth and someone while walking in the road they are talking. And you wonder what's happening. You think it's crazy. Yeah, they are truly crazy. Because they are talking to somebody. Suppose they are talking to somebody somewhere else. They are talking in a mobile. Because they are not holding the mobile in hand, they appear to be crazy. In the material world, all living entities are crazy because they are just talking to each other only prajapa, which entangles them more and more, which binds them more and more and makes them glide down more and more. Ever since the mobile came, all living entities become multiply crazy, multiple times crazy. But the whole globe is flooded with polluting sound vibration in the ether. Global gossip. Before starting, people call up and say, I'm coming. While traveling the train, they're saying, now the train is coming. Arriving, they say, I have come now. How many times? People keep gossiping about politics, about cricket, about climate, about materialistic affairs of the family. So much of talk going on. And just foolish talks. If living entity can create a material medium by which you can just put a Bluetooth and can be talking to another living entity, why not Krishna create a mechanism, isn't it? That you talk anywhere in any part of the universe, any nook and corner, and immediately Krishna as Antaryami or Super Soul can immediately connect himself to you and hear you, what you are speaking, what you are praying. So this conviction is very important for a chanter if one wants to progress, because if we don't understand this fact or appreciate this fact, then many times the chanting can be seen as a very material activity which becomes very troublesome, cumbersome. After some time we start looking for other alternative engagements for the mind. But if one has faith in this fact, you can go on chanting all day practically. Because sometimes you call on phone, on the other side there is no one, then the answering phone says, right now so and so is not available, after you hear the beep sound, you may call and you may record the message, whatever you want to give. That's what it gives. Or you talk and keep it down, isn't it? Because there is no live person there on the other side. So everyone wants to talk to a live person. You can't talk to a dead answering machine. So Krishna is a live person who is there everywhere, as he says. And is without blinking eyes, is constantly watching how we are behaving, how we are speaking. So to the degree we develop faith in this great truth, to that degree we will advance in our chanting of the holy names of Krishna.